What's up, you guys? Welcome back to Girls Scene. It's
Blake and Madison. Yo.
Let's run that back.
Okay.
What's up, you guys? All right. What's up, you guys? Welcome back. Obviously, it's fucking Blake because I don't ever shut the fuck up. So here I am saying what's up once again. Madison, say what's up. She's here too.
What's up?
It's fucking summertime, baby girl. We went to the store. We got pineapple. We got watermelon. We got fucking popsicles, bitch. We got Malibu rum on the rocks. Okay.
Are we seniors in high school?
We're drinking pineapple cocktails on the weekends now. Yeah. We're not having red wine anymore. No. We are having nice little summer fruits. Mm. It's hot girl summer, bitch. Yeah, right. We're out here.
Yeah.
Not.
Not at all.
Like, not at all. Not at all doing hot girl summer. So I told Maddie what I wanted to talk about on the episode tonight. I told her probably, what would you say, like six times what we're going to talk about tonight?
Yeah, probably six.
She's still very confused as far as like what we're talking about. So before we started, I said, hey, do you understand what we're talking about right now or no? She said, not really. I said, PDA, public display of affection.
Right.
Do you know what that is, Maddie?
Yeah, I mean, now I get it. Beforehand, when you were just screaming at me about how, like, yeah, remember that one time you, like, kissed that girl in public? Like, and I was like, no, but yeah, I got it. PDA, I got it.
The
yeah.
reason she's so unaware, in case you guys are new listeners, mm-hmm. is because she doesn't show PDA at all, ever, unless she's about to put a ring on your finger. Then she won't stop touching her goddamn girlfriend, and it's annoying. Other than that, she doesn't touch human beings.
Okay. You're screaming at me without screaming at me.
I know.
So this is awkward.
This is what we do. We drag each other. I'm dragging you currently. You can drag me next.
Okay.
So good old PDA. I figured it'd be a fun episode to talk about because we went out this weekend and it was the first time we could go out in LA where like the masks were off. Everyone was fucking raging. Yeah. And like gay boy town Central is where we are. So of course we went to a gay bar and everyone is on each other like glue.
Yeah.
Everyone's making out. Everyone's on the dance floor grinding on each other. I forgot what it's like, bro, to go onto a dance floor and have just sweats.
Oh, disgusting.
All over the place. Like,
oh, so gross.
I was wearing a long sleeve flannel. Of course. And like it was coming off my shoulder a little bit. Of course. And I swipe up. I brush up against a very sweaty, large man.
Oh, God.
And I go, oh, this is what it's like being at the club. I forgot. But you know what? I'm so happy I'm here right now. Mm-hmm. I don't even give a fuck.
I mean, yeah.
You can sweat all over me, baby.
Yeah. We're really fucking living on a fucking Sunday night.
Sunday, bitch.
Sunday as if we had no responsibilities the next day, mm-hmm. as if we weren't like, we didn't have alarms set. You know what I mean? Like, just deciding to go the fuck out.
And we weren't even planning it. Like, I was just sitting, of course, by myself for 3 days in a row, willingly. Don't know why I wanted to do that, but I thought I should because why the fuck? Fuck not. So then Sunday comes around. I go, hey, I'm going to stop sitting here alone, reading books, being super intellectual and smart.
Right.
And go to the beach with my friend.
Cool. That,
yeah, my friend. And we go to the beach.
Yeah.
And she wants to go. Well, okay. My gay friend that we like make out when we're drunk. Okay. So we go to the beach. Right. And then our other friend, she's like working at a really nice restaurant down the street in Venice. So she was like, come through, like, I'll get you guys a glass of wine, whatever. And I was like, okay, bet. We go to this restaurant, which is a super fancy restaurant. Like, it's just like one of those, like, only like old white people in Santa Monica that have lived here for years and like tourists from buttfuck.
Really just country club.
Yeah. It's a country club that like you don't actually need a membership for, but like that's the vibe in there. Like, all the men are wearing like polos and like.
So three girls in flannels and backwards hats sitting in the middle of this was
a scene. So Maddie met us later. I went first with my friend and we're sitting down and like, I went to the bathroom and I'm coming back and I look at my friend sitting on the couch and I think to myself, whoa, like I've never been out and looked at like someone I'm out with and we're like kind of drinking. So we're kind of like flirting and like low key, like gonna make out any second.
High key.
Yeah. High key. And I'm like, it is so apparently obvious to everyone in this restaurant right now that we are gay.
Yeah.
And I've never experienced that before because I've never sat down at a table in public with someone I was on a date with or like someone that I've like hooked up with or whatever. It seemed like we were on a date.
Yeah.
We were drinking a glass of red wine. We're cozied up on the fucking couch.
Yeah.
It looks like we're on a date.
Yeah.
And you guys, directly across from us, you guessed it. Who's sitting right across from us? No, it's not 13 girls I've gone on dates with in the past because we're not at the Abbey. It's an older couple from Montecito, Santa Barbara, which is like the bougiest area of Santa Barbara that you could possibly go.
Bougie.
They look like they just walked off of a golf course. They're 60 years old. They have two children that live in Los Angeles, and that's the only reason they're here visiting them because they know it's the new hip place, fun place to be. And I'm thinking, they're staring at us and thinking, these are two gay girls.
Yeah.
And for a moment, I was like, it kind of like froze up.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, this is weird.
Yeah.
Like, I've never felt like a spectacle out because I'm blonde-haired, blue-eyed, white girl. So when I go out with a guy, we blend the fuck in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Nothing special about you at all.
Nothing special. I mean, I'm special.
Right.
I'm usually the hottest girl in the room, but I'm just saying.
What I mean is we
don't stand out of like the societal norm. I hate to use that phrase, but it's
a good one.
It's true.
Yeah.
So we don't really stand out in that way. So we did. For a second, I froze up.
Yeah.
My next thought was, this is fucking dope. Like, I thought it was cool because I get this. I like antagonizing people.
You love attention.
I love pissing people off. Okay? So I think.
So you're ready to just fucking gay it up.
Oh, I'm ready to start fully making out with this bitch.
Good Lord.
I mean, we didn't because I also, on top of the antagonizing, I also am like, I don't want to be trash and like fully like fuck people and like in public. But no, it really like, it was a second thought of like, this is cool in the sense that like, I judged these two people across from us thinking they were going to judge us.
Yeah.
They were super nice. Madison walks in and then they start chatting it up with us and they're like, where are you guys from? Talking about their kids. And we're just super friendly and sweet.
Yeah.
And it's just like crazy to see because it's like, I for a second thought they were going to judge us. Then I thought, let me piss these people off because they're probably going to judge us. Then it went to, oh, they're actually very nice, sweet people that are really interested in our lives.
Yeah. You got the whole fucking spectrum.
Yeah. So truly, like, it was, like, not even a thing,
okay.
Which is also weird because it's, like, you have to understand also, like, we live in L.A. where everyone is – pretty much everyone, I would say, mm-hmm. is, like, accepting of gay people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's also been a thought, you know, from this hour and a half fucking date I was on. So many thoughts. How weird that must be for people like going out of town. Like there was that viral video. Did you see that viral video of like those people at the pool and they got like super like angry at this gay couple. They were like kissing and they're like, our kids are here.
Yeah.
And I don't know what state it was in, but it was just kind of, it's one of those things where you're like, damn, like this doesn't happen.
Right.
Everywhere. You can't just sit down at a restaurant with someone that looks super gay and like make out and have a glass of red wine, cozy it up on the couch next to a fireplace, and then it's like all good.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, lots of thoughts on that. I guess because it's just like, I guess it's weird that I'm experiencing this when we're allowed to actually be out, not only out on the internet,
right.
out on the fucking podcast, out on Instagram, but like out in real fucking life, bro.
Yeah. No,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a real game changer to like really actually live in the environment, mm-hmm. you know, like, mm-hmm. and it's just, it's still so fucking weird that we're even like talking about this and that life is like this anyways, that like, yeah, I don't know. When we were out, like I said, like we were just like having so much fun, just like being able to be, you know, mm-hmm. and yeah, I mean, it was way too fucking much and we were
so out of place.
So out of place. So confused what we were doing.
Maddie's wearing a shirt that says Hooters.
Hooters. Let me tell you something. That Hooters shirt,
it gets
people
you.
Love it. Yeah, people, oh, people love me in that Hooters shirt. Yeah.
Everyone asks. Yeah. So do you work at Hooters? Never heard that one before.
Every time I say, yep.
Oh, do you?
No. Every time I go, no, I just got this at like a swap meet, you know, just like whatever. And then somebody makes like some sort of joke of like, oh, I thought you would like, you know, take your top off. And I'll be like,
no.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. So talking about PDA, public display of affection, because in case Maddie forgot what it was.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about times in our past, times I've thought people, you guys, have used PDA to either manipulate a situation or to, you're doing it because you genuinely care about your girlfriend and that's your way of showing affection. And I feel like it's often, and tell me if you disagree or not, mm-hmm. that people or girls use PDA as a way to kind of like claim their territory. So like, let's say you're in a room with your girlfriend mm-hmm. and another girl walks in that you are insecure about. Are you using more PDA or are you using less PDA?
I mean, probably more, like mm-hmm. as much as I don't want to say it. Like, yeah, I would imagine that I would feel more inclined to be more like outwardly expressive of mm-hmm. like, we're together, hee hee.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Guess what I do?
Scared.
Guess what the fuck I do? I do the exact opposite. I say zero PDA at this point.
Oh, nice.
If someone's walking in, yeah. And here's the argument.
Okay,
here's the argument. I was at a bar once, okay with my ex-boyfriend. And, okay, and this is a guy who is PDA up the ass constantly. Like he was never not trying to make out in public. He was like that guy.
Okay.
So we're out at a restaurant or slash bar or whatever. And we run into a guy that like knows him through like a mutual friend. So he's like saying, what's up? Then he starts chatting it up with me. Okay. And he's so apparently not like hitting on me, but like kind of like teetering that line of like, could I hit on this girl and like see how it goes?
Okay.
Like kind of hitting on me.
Okay.
Kind of. Yeah.
Just trying to stir the
just
pot
trying
a little bit.
Exactly.
Okay.
So this is what my boyfriend does at the time.
Yeah.
And I at first was thinking, what the fuck is he doing? But then it dawned on me what he was doing. And I was like, oh. And then I was like, this is hot. Mm-hmm. So what he was doing was this guy was chatting it up with me nonstop, talking. And it's the three of us standing there. So I'm like leaned up against my boyfriend, like his leg kind of, I'm standing, he's sitting on like a bar stool. And like this guy is talking to me, both of us, but like mostly me. My boyfriend just becomes completely silent. And I think to myself, is he pissed at me because he thinks I'm flirting with him? And then I'm like, no, he's not pissed at me because he thinks I'm flirting with him. He's watching to see, he's getting like entertained about this guy liking me and my reaction to it and observing how I'm going to react to the situation.
Okay.
And that I realized he was doing that. And I was like, okay, so he's challenging me right now to see how I'm going to react in the situation. So what I did was I was very nice and neutral back to this guy.
Yeah.
But I would slightly like hype my boyfriend like passively in the conversation. Mm-hmm. So for example, he said something about like redoing his bathroom. And then I was like, of course, right? Because everyone's bragging about shit.
Why are all men contractors? I don't get it.
Constantly redoing their homes.
Always doing construction of some sort.
Constantly.
Just for no fucking reason.
Always redoing their master bedrooms. Got it. You're good.
Always redoing his closet.
Yeah.
Like, okay, bro.
So I'm like, okay, my boyfriend's waiting to see how I'm going to react to this. So what I do is I slightly hype my boyfriend passively in this conversation. So this guy says something about redoing his bathroom.
Okay.
And I say, very casually, very neutrally, I go, yeah, I mean, my boyfriend has a really nice bathroom. You should talk to him about it. So, and I'm nice. Doing that slightly, like, yeah. throughout the conversation, like, about little things here and there, uh-huh. referring back to him, but not overly, like, yeah. aggressive about it.
Yeah.
Because then my boyfriend's like, okay, she has my back.
Yeah.
She's not trying to flirt with this guy. So now it's the two of us kind of, like, watching the show of him trying to flirt with me.
Yeah.
As opposed to... if he were like super on me and super PDA and like yeah. trying to make it a point that I'm his,
yeah.
I would be like more interested in a fucked up way in this guy. Cause I'm like, okay, he's just trying to control me right now. And I don't really want to be controlled. But because he wasn't doing that at all, I was like, oh, he's putting the ball in my court, bitch. Okay.
Yeah.
So then I was like, that's hot.
Okay.
And I reacted.
Yeah.
By then being in his corner.
Yeah.
So the point of this is that PDA sometimes, you know, it's cute when whatever you want to use it, whatever. But it can also be used as like a manipulative tactic, which I'll ask you about because I know you've done that.
Yeah.
But it can also be an even bigger point to not use it. Because it's kind of like saying, I don't need to use PDA to like prove anything mm-hmm. because I'm comfortable in our relationship. I'm comfortable like in like what we have and I'm not worried. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Really quickly. It's been 17 minutes. I think 16 are yours.
Continue. Honestly.
No, I'm following everything that you're saying 100%. And I think that I'm, because I haven't really been like dating or, you know, involved with anybody mm-hmm. really mm-hmm. like, I just haven't done this shit, you know, in like a minute. So I'm like, I have forgotten all the things that I've gone through and I'm forgetting all the things that I will go through again at one point.
Okay. So what I was going to ask you about.
Yeah.
Because I was like, dude, think of a time. I was like, remember when you told me you did this shit? And she's like, oh, fuck yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
So tell them the story about why you use PDA. We told you guys the story about when her ex's best friend walked into a restaurant and she was with her new girlfriend who was hot as fuck.
Yeah.
And you use more PDA, mm-hmm. why mm-hmm. and how to like manipulate that situation? Like explain it to them.
Yeah. I can't remember when I told this story, but yeah, basically long story short, I was out with my girlfriend at the time. We were at a restaurant and I had gone to the bathroom and I saw my ex at the time's like best friend, like mm-hmm. sitting at a table with other friends, whatever. And I registered that it was her, and I know she registered that it was me. And so when I came back, and then when it was time for us to leave, you know, me and my girlfriend, like, yeah, when we got up and walked out, I like made it such a point to like throw my arm around mm-hmm. her. And I think I like, you know, probably fucking like kissed her on the cheek or some shit, like as we were mm-hmm. walking out, like saying, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Look at the material, yeah, you know, literally. Like
look at my upgrade,
yeah,
bitch.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
In that situation, you would use PDA.
Right.
Because it's not obvious to the other girl, like that you guys are girlfriends.
Right. So yeah. So the reason why I did that is to, yeah, like
stick
make it. Yeah. I wanted her, because also too, I knew that she was going to go back and tell my ex mm-hmm. that she had seen me.
But if you didn't put your arm around her, she wouldn't fuck. She could have been like, I just saw Maddie out with a couple girls.
But right. Exactly. She would have said, I just saw Maddie. Mm-hmm. But now she can say, I saw Maddie.
With her hot girlfriend.
Yeah. With her fucking banging girlfriend. And is that horrible of me? Yes. Like, did I do it anyways? Yes. Mm-hmm. And do I have any remorse over it? No, not at all. You know?
I would have done some shit.
Yeah. I agree with kind of what you were saying. And I think what you are, you know, explaining that you do is like, yeah, I don't need, if I'm going to date somebody, I don't need us to be like sitting on the couch, like in between each other's legs, mm-hmm. like all night long, mm-hmm. making it known that like we're together, you know, mm-hmm. it's way hotter to me at this point. If like you can be on the other side mm-hmm. and I can be on the other side and we can just fucking kick it. And then we can meet up in the middle of the night and I'll just be like, missed you. You're so hot. See you again later when we go home, you know, like, mm-hmm. and just leave it there.
Yeah, because you have all the time in the world when you're at home alone together. And listen, like, don't get me wrong. I like PDA. Like, I think it's right. hot. But
I'm not there, saying don't ever speak to me.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I need a little bit.
But there is, like, a hot... There is, like, a factor of, like, sexiness, I guess, of, like, when you're out with your girl to not be on each other 24/7. Because then it's, like, first of all... It's kind of hot to see, like, your person interacting with other people.
It's the hottest thing ever.
Because then you see other people want your girl.
It's really the hottest thing ever.
Yeah. And then you're like, oh, but I'm not worried because, like, you're coming home with me.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like that, like, but if you're on their fucking tits the whole night, you don't really have that opportunity to see it, number one. And number two, they could also feel like you are insecure about people, like, being attracted to them, that she's like, okay, well, like, I feel like you're just, like, on me 24/7. Like, yeah. I need a minute.
And two, like, I feel like when doing that, you're like, obviously, you know, claiming your territory and being, like, protective. Like, you're getting in the way. Like,
yeah.
I don't want that. I don't want to get in the way of that.
Exactly.
I want, because, like, if you want that, fucking go for it. Right. I'm not going to be the one to stop you from it. Like, you know?
Exactly. If they're going to do it, they're going to do it. So yeah, it's like, so if you're there or not, like, they'll do it eventually.
Right.
So that's exactly my thought process with this situation, the story I'm about to tell you guys again, because you know your girl's got another fucking story, baby.
Never not having a story.
That's right. So.
Do you, like, need some water? Do you take, like, a water break?
No, we're good.
A breather?
Nah, I got a white claw. I was at my old apartment with a girl that I was friends with, okay? I'm not attracted to her. She's not attracted to me. We actually, like, look alike. We're, like, kind of, like, the same vibe, but okay. we have, like, the same type.
Yeah.
So she's, like, so I told her, I was, like, yeah, I'm inviting this girl over right now to come hang out with us and, like, a couple other girls. And then she's, like, oh, show me her picture. I showed her the picture. I didn't say I was dating this girl. I was dating this girl that I was inviting over, but I didn't tell her that. I just said, oh yeah, this girl's coming over. And then, like, and she's like, wait, are you into this girl? Like, I feel like this is, like, our type. Uh-huh. And I was like, yeah, I mean, like, we've hooked up, but, like, yeah, she's cool. Like, I just left it super casually. And I did that on purpose because I wanted to see, like, how my girl would react. Uh-huh. To meeting this girl, because it's also her type typically. Like, they would typically be each other's type.
Okay.
Had I not been there, would they make out in, like, a scenario where they met at a bar? Probably.
Okay.
So I wanted to, like, kind of feel that out and see how they would react to each other without me having to say, don't even try it, I'm dating this girl.
Okay.
I want to just let you guys work that out. You know what I mean?
Always thinking 14 billion steps ahead.
Psychotic. Fully. So she gets there, right? And I can tell immediately that my friend is attracted to the girl that I'm dating. I can just tell. Like, I'm like, it's, you know, you can just tell, right? So we have this moment. We go up to the rooftop. We're all, like, hanging out, whatever. So then I'm up there with just, it's me, the girl I'm dating, and then my friend, the one that I think is going to be attracted to my girlfriend. So I'm, like, watching them interact. I purposely, dude, sit on the other side of the table. I let them sit next to each other because I want to give them their moment. I want to give them an opportunity. So then I say, I'm going to go downstairs. Okay. Candles are lit. The rooftop is so romantic up there during, like, a nice evening looking out at the city. And I said, I'm going to go downstairs and make another cocktail. Do you guys need anything? And they said, yes, I'll take a whatever. And I said, great. And then my girl goes, do you want me to come with you? And I go, no. I say,
Enjoy yourself.
You guys hang out. Get to know each other. Take your time. Okay? So I go downstairs. I purposely take a few extra minutes because I want them to seek this out, to see if they like each other. And I'm also trying to make a point to the girl that I'm dating. I'm not fucking worried. If you like this girl, if you guys have a connection, that's great. But I'm not going to sit here and be like, yeah, babe, come downstairs and make a drink with me because I don't want the two of you hanging out alone because I'm insecure about this girl. I'm going to make it known that you're my girlfriend. Make sure you sit next to me at the table. No, bitch, I'm not doing that. I'm doing the exact fucking opposite. All right.
You are terrifying me right now.
So I go downstairs. I'm so scared. Make a few cocktails. I come back upstairs. I give them their cocktails. And my girl is stoked that I'm back. I can see it in her face. She's just like lit up like a fucking Christmas tree on Christmas morning, bitch. All right. So I'm like, okay.
No brag, though.
No brag. So I say internally, that worked. That plan worked. Because if I were to say to my girl, come downstairs with me and make a drink with me and let this girl sit up here by herself, she would have been like, maybe curious about that girl. Sure. Maybe she wanted to have a moment with that girl. Maybe she wanted to see if she had a crush on her. And I knew that they were their typical each other's type. And that's it, baby. That's fucking it. So the point is, less
you
PDA
crazy
than I'm fucking psycho, number one. And number two is that less PDA is more.
Okay.
Less PDA is more.
Yeah. I felt like I just watched like a performance. To be quite fucking honest with you, I feel like I bought a ticket to a one-woman show. I'm blown away.
I had three meatballs because your girl's eating again.
Three meatballs, and that's you eating again.
I had a lot of other things today. Okay, I'm not gonna list off everything I ate today. All right,
nobody's asking you to. I don't know why you're screaming.
Screaming.
Nobody's screaming. Said, list off the things.
Screaming. I love when people are like, nobody asked. It's like we're on. Okay. It's like. People make videos and then someone comments, nobody asks. Keep scrolling then, motherfucker. What do you mean? Nobody asks. We're making content. Of course nobody asks. Nobody asks for any of this shit, but here we are. Keep scrolling. Tim? Do you have any other thoughts on public display of affection?
Yeah, no, I agree. Less is more. I think that's pretty sound advice. Because, like, I think about, too, in my last relationship, I really hope that audio, hold on.
It's Tuesday.
We're unraveling. We're fucking unraveling.
That was the sound of a white claw.
White claw number two at that. White claw number two at that.
Hey, if you heard me speak, you saw my clothes, and I just said I opened a White Claw, and you saw my name was Blake. Am I in a fraternity at USC called SAE? Am I in a fraternity? I'm 29. I'm a 29-year-old female.
Shut up. Bro, I cannot. I cannot. I'm dying. I'm fucking moving this. I'm dying.
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah, Blake's coming with the White Claws. Make sure you get the list at the door of fucking SAE at USC. Jesus Christ.
Do you know the, like, secret passcodes and shit?
Yeah, Black Cherry. Black Cherry? Who do you know here? Who do you know here? Did you bring Black Cherry White Claw? No, lime, dude. Nah, fuck you.
Oh, is that mango I see? No, get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out.
Black Cherry only. Black Cherry only. All right, you guys.
Oh my God. Yo, I'm over this. We're done at this point. You just cracked into claw number two. We have no hope left for recording anything else. So you guys, make sure.
Like, subscribe, rate, review, subscribe.
Smash.
Smash.
Jump that up,
like,
and down.
That like bottle. What is
the,
it?
The like bottle. Yeah. The like. Specifically, I would like for you to smash the like bottle.
The like button.
The subscribe button.
Subscribe button. I was thinking of like and button, so I said bottom.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what else you could do? You could just hit that share. Pull up your contacts. Yes. Just scroll. Yes. Just like scroll. Yeah. Close your eyes. Click it. Whoever you click.
Whoever you land on. Yeah. Your grandma. Your aunt. Yeah. Your sister. Your 4-year-old niece. Your, whatever,
like,
the fuck.
Boss. You're from your, like, first job when you were like 16.
Yep.
Specifically, just send it.
Yeah.
Shoot it.
Do it.
Yeah. Share it.
Could be
share
a way to shoot your shot too, and then be like,
true. Yeah.
Oh, someone's like, are you gay? You're listening to a gay podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess. All right, you guys. Write us in. Let us know your feelings on PDA.
No one ever writes us in. No one ever.
Yeah, motherfuckers. I mean, you know what? We have been actually getting recent DMs, not like with what we're asking you to DM us. It's more of like, thank you for the content. Like, great. Love that. Really appreciate it. We really fucking do because like we know that you guys are listening and like that's dope. But like when I say like, when I ask you to say, you know, something about how you feel about PDA and then I get a, I love your content, I'm a little confused. I'm appreciative as fuck because trust me, like I'm very happy that you guys like the content. Trust me, I'm stoked on life that you do because otherwise we're exploiting our lives for nothing. But I also, I asked you a question. You didn't answer the question. Okay? So go ahead and answer the question. Bro,
shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Oh my God. You're accosting these people.
All right. We love you guys. We'll see you on the next one. Girl Scene Pod. Blake _ Aaron _
Madison now. Girl Scene Pod. Bye. Goodbye.
Peace.